Penguin Random House Audio presents The Bright Side of Disaster by Catherine Center. Read for you by Therese Plummer. For my mother, Deborah Inez Dietering, who always loves me anyway. 1. The end began with a plane crash. Just before midnight on a Tuesday in February, a girl I'd never met or even heard of died, along with her miniature dachshund, under the seat, and a plane load of passengers in the kind of commuter plane I'll never fly in again. I've pictured it 100 times now. The quiet hum of the motor, the sleeping passengers, the sudden jolt, the cabin steward thrown sideways before he could finish his instructions. In my mind, it always looks like a movie, because I have nothing else to go on. That night, I was asleep, safe on the ground, miles away in Texas, in my hand-me-down bed, nestled under a patchwork quilt made out of ties from the 70s. Since getting pregnant, I fell asleep before the double digits. It was something my not-quite-yet husband, Dean, teased me about. He was a night owl, and I had been one too. These days, a month before my due date, I was in bed with my swollen ankles up on pillows as soon as the dishes were done. He was out in the living room with his headphones on, likely playing air guitar. In a slightly different situation, I would have heard about the crash on the news and thought no more about it. I am sure that girl meant many things to many people. And though I didn't know it at the time, and I would not have recognized her if she'd knocked on my door, she meant a lot to me as well, in a roundabout kind of way.